is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Well, the death toll in the United States from the COVID-19 crisis has now exceeded the number of deaths in the Vietnam War. We hear of death, the numbers, the stories, and if you watch the news at all, day after day, there's news of deaths. Somewhere, rather early on in the crisis, my wife looked at me and said, "Well, should something happen to one of us, are you sure you have what you want arranged for your funeral? I would know what you want." And it caused me to think. I mean, it was an immediate gut response on her part to all that we're watching and hearing. And maybe it's affected you in a similar way. To answer her question, I had to say, well, not really. I mean, we often maneuver through our lives with this crazy notion that we're going to get a 1 to 3 year notice of our death date with reminders, thank you, along the way, like your death is only 2 years away if you're planning for burial, have you purchased your cemetery property? Or your death is only 1 year away, have you contacted your local funeral home to update your arrangements? Well, we don't get an email like that, do we? When I was in college, I, believe it or not, sold cemetery property door to door for a couple of summers down in Houston, Texas. One thing that, or a response that I often got from people who would resist even the idea of thinking about it, it's like, if I think about it, some of them said, it might actually happen. Okay, that's not the best approach. Although we wouldn't say the COVID-19 epidemic is a blessing, good can actually come from something bad, can't it? And one of those from this is the ever-present reminder of our own demise. I mean, that sounds almost counterintuitive, but it's true. It's a stark question we don't like to ask, but it's necessary. So here it is. Have you faced your own death? The COVID-19 crisis has at least jarred us into thinking that we do need to think about it, for death is real, and we aren't invincible, we've learned, and death's going to happen to each one of us. We've seen that. I like the quote from Woody Allen, "I'm not afraid of death," he said. "I just don't want to be there when it happens." Okay, death's not something we like to think about, but we should. So some very practical questions I'm prompted to ask and answer as a result of my wife's question. Number one, do you have life insurance? Don't worry, I'm not selling it. I'm just asking the question. For the sake of your family, do something here. You may be in your 20s and think you've got forever, and with so many other things that you've got to pay for, what's the point? Well, the point is death is no respecter of persons or age. So your children, your spouse, yes, even your parents, all need you to step it up here. When I was younger, I remember someone saying, should you die, you don't want your wife to feel either consciously or subconsciously that she has to remarry someone she's really not in love with, but feels the necessity to ensure the well-being of your kids and for herself as well, financially at least. It hit home with me, and I did get life insurance. And then over the course of time, as it turns out, you may know, my wife died first. It wasn't later, I mean, it was weeks after her death that the thought even occurred to me. The insurance policy contacted me first. My point in telling you that is that part of preparing for your own demise is to take care of yourself and others. And it comes back to you. If you don't have a life insurance policy, I would suggest that you get with your financial planner, someone that can help you and give you some direction there. Second question, do you have a will? In a will, you name a guardian for your children, among other things. Without a will, did you know the state decides those things? There's a lot there to go over, and that's not for me on this podcast, but I don't think you want the state deciding things that are personal to you. So get to your attorney, perhaps, for advice there. Here's a third one. Decide about burial plans. You don't want a family feud over whether you wanted to be cremated or embalmed, or what kind of casket you wanted. And I've seen, as a pastor, families get into arguments over those things. My parents had decided that for us. So when I went back from their funerals, separate times, but they already had that picked out. So funeral homes can arrange for your casket. You can get pre-burial plans, pre-funeral plans. I used to sell those. You can choose what you want rather than leaving that for your kids to decide on the spur of the moment and pay for. Usually, as you might guess, at a time of death, people are emotionally upset and more apt to purchase more than they may have wanted, you may have wanted them to. And again, you don't want a family squabble over your casket, but I've seen people, we love Daddy so much, we ought to get him the best. And you know, they go over the top. Okay, number four, what about the funeral itself? I've done three funerals during this COVID crisis, and the funerals are different now. As you know, people can't attend like they did, but still there's an order to the service. So what songs do you want, if any? What do you want said about you? Decide those things now. And then lastly, Jesus taught that the best way to prepare for life is to prepare for death. For if you're prepared for death, you're truly ready to live. So this last one has more to do with your present life now and where you plan to spend your eternity. Because when you know where you're going to spend eternity, you can live the better life this side of eternity. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. That leaves out the concept of reincarnation or that you die and end all consciousness. As the preacher George Truett said, your destiny is determined this side of death. Your destiny is determined this side of death. And that brings me to quote Jesus again, who said, I am come to you that you might have life and have life most abundantly. Life. But before he said that, he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again, for unless you're born of the Spirit, you can't see the kingdom of God. Your new birth is more important than your death. Did you know that? So how about it? Jesus is waiting, tenderly waiting, for sinners like you and me to turn and admit our helplessness and ask for the gift of eternal life. And with that, your commitment and my commitment to be his followers, his disciples. Drop all your efforts to get there on the merits of your own behavior and make a decision right now to follow. And then go out there and become the person that God created you to be. And then come back here and join me again next week. Same time. God bless you. Here comes the-